We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and please.
From the text line. By the way, Coldplay making their debut as the artist of the day. Thanks a lot, Scott. I can't get Penny Lover out of my head since last week.
You're welcome.
It's a great song. By the way, I found this great thing over the weekend. Kelly and the kids turned me on to it. It's called Spotify.
No way.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have heard of this.
You're kidding.
No.
Wait, you're really not kidding?
Well, I'd heard of it.
I use Spotify every day.
So do I now. This thing's fantastic.
Coldplay, brought to you by...
Oh, dear.
My Spotify premium account.
No, seriously. I know you guys are making fun of me. I get it. But, like, I mean, they've got, like, Iron Maiden in there.
We're all aware.
Oh, yeah.
They have everything but Garth Brooks.
Who else do we have in here?
Hey, Sam, tell Scott, the artist I was just telling you about, and I'm probably late to this party if you're a young person and you're listening, you're like, yeah... A girlfriend of mine over the weekend said, hey, you got to listen to this guy. You're going to love him. And I played it for Sam. And
well, who is it? I'll look it up on my Spotify, on my phone.
No, Sam's going to play it for real. And the song, I think it's called New Shoes. Is it New Shoes? It is so catchy. We were just bebopping around all weekend listening to this thing. I love him, and he is easy on the eyes.
Woke up cold one Tuesday. I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I
feel
like there
Lutini.
Was something missing in my day-to-day life.
Okay.
He's talking about how happy he is when he puts on new shoes.
Well, you can go back to the 90s and they got like the new Radicals in there.
No, I'm good. I know how Spotify works.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
And you only have to pay like $10 a month. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had premium for a long time.
Long time.
You can put other people on there.
Oh, no, I'm aware. My kids are in my cloud.
You can make your own playlist.
Yes.
That's what I've heard.
Do you know what my playlist is called from about 5 years ago?
Mm.
Mom Doesn't Know How Spotify Works. That's the children's title for their mother's playlist.
And Scott, your little Spotify acknowledgement here reminds me of this.
He got out of his car, and he's like old. He's like... I don't know. Older than you, Scott.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen here, broad.
He got out of his car, He's like old. He's like, I don't know. Older than you, Scott.
I wouldn't go around telling a lot of people you've just found Spotify. That's like saying, have you heard about this thing called HBO?
Anyway, I found Spotify over the weekend.
Well.
And I'm in love.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'll never buy another song as long as I live.
You make me laugh.
And for movies, there's this app called Netflix.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
There's another one called Hulu.
Yeah.
It's not just CNN.
Did either one of you watch Speed Cubers over the weekend?
No.
Ugh. You never listen to me.
Did you watch Star Wars?
Why would I do that?
Because. Did you or did you not watch Star Wars?
I did not.
Okay, then I did not watch Speed Cubers. Like, I want to sit, with all respect, Nana, and I love you like a sister I never had. Do you really think I want to sit around and watch a bunch of nerds
Would you stop calling them nerds? They're children.
Do a Rubik's Cube.
In 6 seconds? Yes. Yes.
And I could do that on YouTube. I spent the weekend watching the Royals and Bob Menery videos.
And discovering Spotify.
And discovering Spotify, which apparently took a lot of bandwidth. I don't know if I have the energy after all of that to do anything else.
I know it's easy to make fun of me, and I know it's fun. Okay? But I had not gotten into Spotify before this weekend, and Kelly and the kids turned me on to it, and now they're trying to teach me how to set up my own playlist.
That's good. It's right up your alley. Honestly, it's good.
I love it.
If you need a playlist.
I was listening to Iron Maiden all weekend. I mean, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Go ahead and search the Dana and Parks Rejoin Music playlist. Every song that I've ever played as a Rejoin song is on that playlist.
How do I do that?
You search Dana and Parks Rejoin.
Shut up. Both of you, shut up.
Well, but that's good. You could tell our listeners that. We have Dana and Parks Rejoin Music
Dana
on Spotify.
Dana and Parks Rejoin?
Yeah. Does it pop up?
I don't know. I'm trying. Did you use an ampersand or the word and?
Dana, the word and, Parks, Rejoin Music.
Look at you being all producery over there.
Oh, there it is.
No.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Oh, that's great.
527 songs, all of which have been played on Dana and Parks at one point.
Aw.
Really? You played some of these songs?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Don't mind if we do. Oh, this is great.
Okay. Have you watched the videos of the young people that they play Phil Collins' Something in the Air Tonight to the young people who've never heard it?
Yes.
It is so funny.
Oh, is that clean?
Well, what do they say? Are they more just like, oh? So they play Something in the Air Tonight by Phil Collins to kids who've never heard that song, which how have you never heard that song? And the reactions from the kids are hilarious. It's like when you show them a rotary phone and they don't know what it is or what to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know that it is clean, actually. Okay. Yes. You've discovered our Rejoin Music playlist on Spotify.
Yeah, I like how he's playing songs off of the list that I play songs off of.
This is great.
16 times a day, every day.
We play the Dubes.
Yep.
Really good music.
Might be some Queen in there.
Oh, my word.
All right, put your phone down. Oh, God.
It's like a teenager.
It's over. It's over.
It's like I found a new best friend.
Oh, I'm looking up these kids that listen to the Phil Collins song for the first time. I think it's clean. CNN aired it.
Well, play CNN's version.
Well, you know it's going to be the part where it goes boo-doo, doo-doo, 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 doo-doo.
Yeah, they were like freaked out and they heard it. Hang on. Let me see what
from the text line, Dana, I am 40 and I don't know that song. Really?
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. Yes, you do.
Hang on. Let me see if I can find it. No, I can't play that one.
It's an 8-minute long video, and it begins with Tim Williams and his twin brother Fred by his side.
Have your finger by the dumb button.
I know this is just the song.
Oh. It says about halfway through the video, the legendary drum solo hits, and Tim and Fred are visibly shocked yet thrilled. They start dancing in their chairs, pausing the video to quickly discuss. I never see nobody drop a beat 3 minutes into a song. The pure joy they get from discovering this song is delightful. In the last week, it has exploded with more than 1.7 million views. That's funny.
Yeah, let me see. I'm trying to find the clean version of it.
I think it's clean. They're 22-year-old twins from Gary, Indiana.
Sam, listen to it when he hits that drum solo. And see if it's clean, and if it is, we'll play when we come back, okay?
I will give it a listen.
All right. 576-7798. 576-7798. She is Dana Wright. I am the just learning about modern technology, Scott Parks. He is Sam Stevie on KMBZ. All right, so here's the skinny on what happened at the White House.
Hey, where did we go?
Some dum-dum decided to run onto the lawn. He was shot by the Secret Service. He's going to live, which means he's going to prison. And the president, who had to be ushered out of the White House briefing room, is now back giving his briefing. Okay?
When was it that the man scaled the fence and actually got into the interior of the White House?
That was during the Barack Obama administration.
I mean, he got into the White House.
Yes. He scaled the fence. Hang on, let me look it up.
Well, if they were all like shopping on Amazon or what was going on when he got in there.
Guy who got into the White House.
I remember CBS News did one of those animations where it's like looking down on the White House and then they take the lid off the White House so you can see what the rooms look like.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed how far in, like he went all the way in, like left, right, and then they got him.
It was 2014, September 19th, 2014, Omar Gonzalez, an Iraq War veteran with PTSD, jumped over the White House fence, entered the building's front door before being stopped first by an off-duty security officer and later multiple security officers, and arrested. He was found to have a small knife in his pocket and stated that, quote, the atmosphere was collapsing and he needed to tell the president so that he could alert the public. President Barack Obama and his family were not at home. As a result of this incident and other security breaches at the White House, then Director of the Secret Service, Julia Pearson, resigned.
I was going to say, somebody's going to be fired for that. Construction actually began in the summer of 2019 to make the White House fence harder to get over. And I believe it was completed around March of 2020. President Trump's finally getting a bigger, stronger barrier. The U.S. Secret Service and the National Park Service teamed up to replace the current White House fence after a series of security breaches.
Gonzalez was sentenced to 17 years in prison, followed by 3 years of probation.
17 years, mm-hmm. Huh? Really?
He's free by now. He's free now, by the way.
You think?
Yeah, he was sentenced in June of 2015.
Got 17 years and he's already free?
I'm sorry, I misspoke. 17 months.
Oh,
17
God, I was going to say.
Sorry.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I completely misspoke. 17 months.
Which, by the way, did you see this idiot who was either in prison or jail awaiting trial or something for rape? And then some ding-dong judge decides, well, the coronavirus is happening, so we're going to let him out. He then murders his victim. Can we not all come to a consensus that while coronavirus is bad, if you are behind bars accused of, let's just name it, Scott, murder,
rape, armed robbery,
diluting thousands of prescriptions for
cancer
Robert
patients. Courtney's on that
list.
Yeah,
that would be a good one.
Any crime against a child, you don't get out because of the corona.
A Maryland man suspected of raping a woman last year killed her last week after he was released from jail because of coronavirus. Ibrahim Bachichi was tracked down by police on Wednesday and appeared to have shot himself when they caught up to him, according to the Washington Post. He was reportedly in grave condition. Bachichi is suspected of raping Carla Dominguez in October of 2019. Dominguez testified against Bachi. Sorry, I mispronounced his name the first two times. At a preliminary hearing last December, Bachi was being held without bond. Pre-pandemic, he was scheduled to stand trial on March 30th on charges of rape, sodomy, strangulation, abduction, and burglary. As coronavirus spread in March and April, Bachi's lawyers argued for his release. Prosecutors objected, but a judge sided with the defense and released Bachi on $25,000 bond, with the stipulation that he was not to leave his house except for meetings with his lawyers or pretrial service officials. But she broke those rules in May when he was found at a Wendy's drive-thru in his hometown of Greenbelt, Maryland. Police said he acted strangely and rammed a cop car with his own vehicle. But cops in Maryland were unaware of the pending rape case in Virginia and released Bachy from jail on May 11th. Police say Bachy returned to Alexandria on July 29th and fatally shot Dominguez outside of her apartment. Well, that's great.
I read that she was not even told
that he had been released.
That he had been released. And we are supposed to have systems in place.
We are.
Victims assistance folks who, at the very least, in a crime that is this serious, should be alerted. Hey, by the way, I cannot even believe the judge agreed to let him out. And there's nothing that can be done. They were asking on middays, can you sue? Sue who? You can't sue a judge.
No, you cannot.
It's just over. She's dead and it's over.
Mm-hmm. Somebody writes in, I don't know if this is true or not. I'm just reading from the text line. The guy that tried to shoot up the Centennial Bridge in Leavenworth is no longer in custody. I don't know if that's true.
I'll send an email.
You could find out, right? And why would he be released? That guy was, allegedly. 576-7798.
I hope you're wrong on that.
I'm just reading from the text line. I don't know if it's true or not. Somebody writes in, the guy that tried to shoot up the Centennial Bridge in Leavenworth is no longer in custody. 576-7798.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist.
All right, it seems like the texter may have been a little bit off. You did a little bit of research during the break.
Yeah, something funny happened, but the man accused of shooting up the people on Centennial Bridge is in custody at the Leavenworth County Jail. Bond has been set at $500,000. It does say he turned himself in earlier in the day.
Now, that's not true.
Which would suggest he was someplace other than jail. Undersheriff Jim Shirley previously said officials with the Leavenworth County Sheriff's Office had been arranging for his medical care before taking custody of the defendant.
Okay. From the text line, let me just address this, if I could, real quick, 5007, because I think this is important. Scott, thank you, and I'm not looking for any credit. Scott, thank you for bringing up the potential skin cancer risk that you had. It made me schedule an appointment, and it looks like I also have a potential cancerous spot.
Wow.
You guys do a great service talking about stuff like this. So if you were to look at my right, or my, check that, my left forearm, you would see a, it's not gigantic, it's probably the size of half a dime, but you would see a scab on my left forearm. And somebody got mad at me last week because they thought I was making fun of it. I wasn't. It's serious business. It was precancerous, which Dana said it was not. She said it was just a mark. And the dermatologist looked at it, and she said, oh, we're going to need to freeze that off. And so she took three or four good swipes at it, and it looks nasty. It's a big black scab right now. I say big. Again, it's probably about half the size of a dime. But take, you know, those of you who are over the age of 30, who are in the listening audience, you know, we used to put on Coppertone 4, and we thought that was good enough to go.
Or baby oil.
Yeah. Take this stuff seriously. If you see something on your body that doesn't look right, go to the dermatologist. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I think, Scott, people have been putting off all that stuff because of the pandemic, and it's just time. It's time. My daughter had her wisdom teeth out this week. It's time to just start getting back to the business of healthcare.
Well, and don't think for a second I didn't walk in with some concern. But I wore a mask. Everybody in the room was wearing masks.
Yeah.
Everybody was hand sanitizing. And she looked at it and she goes, that
what
is...
What the hell is that?
Oh, my word. Oh, my
word.
What'd
you do?
Oh, my God. Did you use baby oil? No. No. And so, hang on. That screaming just irritated
you're
my
right
throat.
Over there?
God dang it, it's COVID. Anyway, so she looked at my arm and she said, yep, that's precancer. Do you want me to freeze it off? And I said, hell to the yes.
Who's going to say no?
So, God dang it, Dana. You made me try to make
over
it.
There?
It's not COVID. I promise. Spreading it like crazy. Everybody's going to die. So anyway, so she takes this little machine and she just zzz, zzz, and it feels like if you've ever had a tattoo, and I've never had a tattoo, but it's what I think getting a tattoo might feel like.
Okay.
It feels like a bunch of needles going into your skin.
Okay.
And they just freeze it off.
Yeah.
Now, for the next 2 weeks, it looks disgusting.
It's bad. But it doesn't hurt. It's like when I tattooed my eyebrows. It's a little uncomfortable, but they look great.
What?
Oh, you never heard this story?
Oh my gosh, you did what?
They just didn't come over quite far enough, so I had them fill them in. Thank you, Aesthetic Care.
You've never heard this story? When Dana got her eyebrows tattooed on?
Tattooed eyebrows.
No, she does. It's the only tattoo in this room that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Do you have a tattoo?
I do not.
The only person in this room with a tattoo is Dana, and it's her eyebrows.
You can't even tell.
You're not making it up?
No!
No!
I'll show you later.
Okay, wow.
Like, which part of your eyebrows are tattooed?
Like here, the inside, and then here, and here.
So the whole thing?
No, not the whole thing, but you know.
Some wide set brows.
Anyone listening my age, we murdered the brows in the 90s.
Is any of your eyebrow real?
All of it is, except right here and right here. Yeah.
So there's this little part over here.
So there's real hair there?
Yeah.
Dana, look at me.
Yeah.
Raise them.
Mm.
Okay. Mm.
Mm. Stop looking at me.
Well, now you look astonished.
Weirdo. My point is, it's time to get back to the business of healthcare.
I absolutely agree. So, and I'm being serious. If you think there's something wrong, like I'm going to my doctor tomorrow.
Good.
Okay. And I went on the Lexapro. I've told you about this.
Yeah.
I was having some anxiety with all this coronavirus garbage. Well, there's a side effect with Lexapro. Well, guess what, Dr. Buss? Guess what you get to hear about tomorrow? Those side effects are real.
Yes.
We're getting me on something else.
You can switch, are you?
You think?
Okay, good.
So if you feel like you need your eyebrows tattooed, schedule the appointment now.
It's two for one. No, I'm kidding.
Is it really two for one?
No, but wouldn't that be funny? We'll do one brow.
You get the left one done, we'll do the right one for free.
If you only pay for one, do they give you a unibrow?
I want the Frida. I want the full-on brow. No. You know, I told you, I'm getting my, I'm getting all of my appointments out of the way.
Well, you're due for a colonoscopy.
I'm due for a colonoscopy. I did my mammogram a couple weeks ago.
How'd that go?
Good. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say it's the most enjoyable thing that's ever happened.
Is that
to
uncomfortable?
Very briefly. Very briefly. It's not pain.
How long does it last?
Oh, you're in there about 10 minutes.
They're squeezing those things for 10 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
But you got to do it. I mean, you know, I've got a cousin right now who went in for her first mammogram, and it came back with three spots. Yeah.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Yeah. You didn't tell me about
that. I did tell you this down south. And she
you
went.
Did not tell me
she,
about this.
I did. She went through a double mastectomy about a week and a half ago, and she is 40 years old, and they are treating it aggressively, as they should.
You know, she had a double mastectomy?
She had a double right out of the gate, said, get him out. I'd do the same thing.
You would?
Oh, absolutely, I would.
So if your doctor came back, and they didn't, thank God.
Yeah, no, I'm clear.
But if your doctor came back and said, Dana, we're seeing some spots in there, it doesn't look good, they do, what's it called?
Biopsy.
Biopsy, mm-hmm. Thank you. And it came back as cancer, you would say, just take them off.
Take them out.
Really?
I'll put them back in later. It won't be the first time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wouldn't be the first time those were adjusted.
Are you going to get that imaginary chin hair removed?
I do know I do not have, because I did that, what do you call it, 23andMe thing or ancestry thing. I do not have the gene. They test for BRCA gene.
You do not.
I did because I have two daughters. I wanted to know.
Sure.
And not that they couldn't get it or I couldn't get it without a BRCA gene or family history, but Interesting thing, my cousin was negative for that BRAC gene and still had the cancer. Still had it. So women, get the mammogram done.
Yeah, don't screw around, man. And I know that, you know, everybody's panicked with the COVID and everything. I get it. But, like, I'm going back in tomorrow, 9 o'clock, and Doc and I are going to have a long conversation about a lot of things. Not the least of which is this Lexapro thing. Oh, my God. When they say it takes the edge off, it really does. But
I don't know that I've noticed.
You don't think so?
Why do you look at me in these scenarios?
Because
I
want you to weigh in.
I'm going to take you out of this situation.
I think you're a little less agitated, but like a little. I don't know that I've seen, like, it's not night and day.
I'll tell you this. The side effects for Lexapro are not worth the benefits.
For you.
For me. And for somebody else, they might be worth it. For me, it's not. And so, Matthew Buss, you hear me now, you listen to me later. We're going to have a long conversation tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I'm sure he is.
He's looking forward to it.
Really thrilled about that tomorrow.
I don't give one red hot damn if he is or not. We're getting me on something else, man. This thing ain't working. It broke something.
Xanax, here we come.
Xanax. I can't do that.
No, you would walk in here and just go clunk. You'd just be out.
It's got pink.
Good afternoon, everybody.
I know.
Have you ever done Xanax?
Yes.
Does it work?
Yes.
Oh. But you're only supposed to pop that when you're having a panic attack, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
No, I don't think you need that. That's for Dana-level crazy. That's in case of emergency, break glass crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
So are you still on the Lexapro or mm-hmm. are you on the Xanax?
Xanax is like in a hidden place for emergencies
only. Literally crash glass.
Oh my gosh. I've had the same prescription price 6 months. And that was during COVID.
Huh. Have you used it on the air?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't think you're there yet. I'll let you know.
Might take the edge off the hunting for that imaginary hair.
No, I already got it.
You haven't got it. Why do you keep picking at it if you already got it?
I want to make sure it hadn't grown back.
Somebody says, sounds like an ED issue. Really, you think?
When you...
I feel... Would you? No, that's one of the side effects, and it's driving me crazy.
When you talk about that, I feel all
very
creepy inside.
Yeah.
Would you please stop?
Go to break.
No. I want to talk about my ED issue right now.
Do not, God.
I'm sorry that I'm open and honest.
You don't have to be that open or honest. But I do appreciate it. Sort of. In a let's go to break, please kind of way. Like now.
I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now, but there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. If you need some love tonight,
all right. I know you guys are having a lot of fun at my expense on the text line. You're funny. Is Kelly use a guide dog? Okay. Yeah, I'm that ugly. You're just being mean now.
Oh, I was screaming during the break.
All right, go to what you were talking about.
Well, I need this Leavenworth County reporter to either call in or I need Pat Kitchens. You know I love you, Pat, and I know you're listening, and you reply to my email, please. Don't make me come down there.
Mm-mm.
Listen to the way this story is written in the Leavenworth Times. You remember the whack nut that just started randomly firing at cars on the Centennial Bridge?
Got out of his truck. He was tackled by
an Army vet.
Not an active duty master sergeant. You don't mess with master sergeants.
I'm trying to remember how many people were either struck or he...
Nobody died.
Shot. No one died.
Right.
But remember, the construction was stopped on the bridge. This guy gets out of the car, opens his trunk, stops the car, opens the trunk, gets out a large weapon, and mm-hmm. starts just shooting.
Right.
And you are right. That is when David Royer, who was serving in the Army at the time, rammed this idiot with his truck to stop the shooting.
Correct.
Let me just read to you, because the texter just said, did you know the bridge shooter's out? Let me read you the headline from the Leavenworth Times. It says, bridge shooter now in custody at county jail.
And this is a current headline?
Just today. Which would beg the question, why the hell was he ever not? I mean, he is a mass shooter with, thank God, horrible aim. So here's the story. A man accused of shooting people on the Centennial Bridge is now in custody. He appeared today before District Judge Gerard Kuckelman through a video conferencing service. He is charged with 9 felony counts, including attempted first-degree murder in connection with that incident. Westrom, 37, of Houston Lake, Missouri, is accused of firing at occupied vehicles on the bridge. One person was wounded. He was also injured when he was reportedly struck by that guy's truck.
Good.
Hope it hurt. Westrom's next court date is August 26. Bond has been set at $500,000.
So why was he out?
His court appearance on Monday came after he was taken into the custody of the Leavenworth County Jail. Thompson said Westrom turned himself in earlier today. The sheriff confirmed Westrom is now in custody, which again begs the question.
Where was he before that?
Where was he before?
Somebody says, has he been in a hospital? He may have been injured.
When you are in the hospital, charged with 9 counts.
You are remanded.
You are remanded. You are in custody.
Correct.
There is no turning yourself in.
Correct.
They probably had someone posted outside that hospital room.
I would imagine.
Did somebody accidentally let the bridge shooter out?
Dana, are you on? We don't know. Okay. And you'll follow up with Police Chief Pat Kitchens tonight.
I've got an email in. I go,
Friend of the show.
Where was he, Patrick?
Okay. All right. That's fine. But you also realize you're on the show that talked for days about Robert Courtney getting out of prison early, 7 years early.
That is right. And that is still not settled. Still.
What do you mean it's not settled?
Well,
it's in a review
process.
It
is in a review process, Scott.
Well, we just reviewed it. Go back.
Oh, he's still there. Whether or not he'll be let out.
You and I need to be on every single one of these review committees. Nope. Nope.
No.
No.
And Dana and Park's jury
said no. Why don't these people
we
allow?
We can save taxpayers much money.
So much money.
It's a very short review process.
No.
Concise.
The answer is no.
It's effective.
No.
It took one piece of paper to print.
Oh, look, I just wrote no. All right, we got to get out of here. On behalf of the finest man in all of America, the great Samuel Oliver Stevie III, ladies and gentlemen, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a wonderful evening. Take care of yourself. Be safe. Be well. And most importantly, be good. Good night. To find you, tell you I need you, tell you I set you apart. Tell me your secrets and ask me your questions. Oh, let's go. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.